when she says, baby, baby. Oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy.
There he is, one of the headliners of Craven Country Thunder, Jason Aldean, on Friday night. I guarantee that'll be in the set list. He's got a lot of hits, and there are a lot of country music fans who are invading Craven this morning as camping will open up at 9 o'clock. I have heard there are a few lined up outside the gates already to get the best spot. And there's no substantial rain in the forecast. Sure, with today's high at 33, it might trigger a late evening shower or thunderstorm. It always kind of percolates like that, but nothing as far as a heavy rain that could spoil the upcoming weekend of fun out at Craven. Now, there are those who would probably appreciate some moisture, but really very slim chance of that on the weekend as of now. But many Thunder guests traveling to Craven are from out of town, and there have been reports already that Highway 11 has seen some RCMP check stops in the Chamberlain area. They're looking for everything from impaired driving, expired licenses, to illegally tinted windows. So be aware of that, as we are now halfway through the work week. And the weather inviting you outdoors today. If you want to go for a swim to stay cool in 33 degrees, I think the outdoor pools will again be busy today, and splash parks just the same. I know in my household, my youngest is in a volleyball camp this week to keep her busy for a few hours. And lots of ongoing day camps underway right now to keep kids busy. How are you keeping your kids? How are you keeping them busy through the summer? If not yet on vacation with them, how are they spending their day? Sleeping in, of course, till noon, just like we used to. But looking for tips on how to keep the kids busy. 1-877-300-7275. You may want to call up any cousins you might have in Saskatoon. I guess someone won $1 million on the Lotomax there last night. But the big jackpot is carried over, was what, 65? Now it's 70 million for Friday night. So there was $1 million winner coming out of Saskatoon last night. But what a nice start to the day here. Lots of blue sky. It's easier getting out of the sack in the summer, isn't it? And having to get ready. I know a lot of people that say, I get up a little earlier in the summer because I enjoy my coffee. Sometimes go sit outside, enjoy the deck, get a little fresh air. Just a little zen time before attacking the day. If you are off today or even working downtown, know this, there is a farmer's market. It starts this morning at 9 at City Square Plaza. And, of course, they have one Saturday mornings, too. But that one is always in Confederation Park over at the Real District. I do want to give a shout-out this morning to, I think there's at least 175 middle and high school students who are here as athletes in the province, from all over the province, for the Royal Canadian Legion Saskatchewan Command 58th Provincial Track and Field Camp. It's underway right now, and from this camp, a good 30, 35 kids are going to qualify for the Nationals, which will be in Calgary this August. So lots of athletes from around the province in town for that. Hope it's going well. I believe they're at Douglas Park again today. It's a five-day event. And our riders probably wanting to stay hydrated today with 33 degrees at practice. We had quarterback Trevor Harris assessing Calgary ahead of the game on Friday night for us.
I thought Calgary's been a great football team this year, from the jump. They played in a monsoon and lost the game against Ottawa. And they've got a great leader over there with Vernon. He's leading the troops, and he gets guys to believe in what they're doing. And he has an infectious belief. He's a great football player, a great leader, and I love that guy. They have a great defense, and it's a scheme that is giving people trouble, and they're continuing to make plays, and 9 and 6 are really the key of their defense. Kreef, as we know very well, and Damon Webb are really good, and their defensive ends can really rush the passer, and so it's going to be on us to make sure we keep them off balance and try and exploit some of the things that they're doing. But we know that they're very, very good at what they do, and so we've got to be on our P's and Q's, rather.
And he sounds like he's roaring to go after missing the last one because of that concussion. But Stamps hoping to knock off their second unbeaten club in a row, as they did last week against the Bombers. And, of course, Our Riders would love to win and just sit 5-0 and remind everyone, hey, we're the only undefeated team in the league. Could that happen Friday night? Of course it could. Can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening. I'm getting red, dirt rich, and Flint River paid.
If you love fishing, well, this weekend is a free fishing weekend. You don't need a license on Saturday and Sunday. You still got to stick to all the rules that they have at each provincial park regarding, you know, how many fish you can take out. But still, no license necessary on Saturday and Sunday. Did you catch any of the Amazing Race Canada debut last night? Apparently, they've got the most Indigenous representation in the show's history. Rebecca Watson and her best friend, who is Rebecca Morasti, who's actually from Saskatchewan's Flying Dust First Nations, are competing together. I did not watch myself last night, so hope they made it through. But I did hear the race started at Edmonton's Commonwealth Stadium. Wasn't it last year they filmed at Mosaic Stadium, too? Or was that the year before? But Amazing Race Canada, was it that 10th, 11th year, I think? It's quite a popular show. Coming up with Kevin Martell, seems a man is dead, and police are obviously investigating. That's what all the police commotion was on Lindsay Street, right near the Al Ritchie Arena yesterday afternoon. More on that coming up. And, man, crops are burning up.
Every day we can see the crops are burning up more and more. Pastures are getting browner and browner.
That's the sort of pain the farmers are facing in the Southwest, who for almost a decade now continue to struggle year after year with drought. That was Kelly Bacanic, who owns a grain farm in the arm of Fox Valley. He says due to this heat wave, crops, they're pretty much, he says, on their last legs.
Look, you can see the crops are going backwards. Another week or two of this drought, and we won't even take our combines out.
Yeah. It just sucks. And Kelly says there are programs meant to help, but they just can't keep up. He's calling for urgent changes to insurance and relief programs in this province. It's a tough go in that Southwest. I'm hearing for the most part that across the province, other than the Southwest, not bad shape right now. Bit of a heat wave again here today going through, but no substantial rain in the long-range forecast here just yet, not even through the coming weekend. Let's go to the Jays.
Deep, and it's gone! But now another one sent to deep right field.
Well, they continue to do what they've been doing. They're on a streak. The Jays set a franchise record for wins before the MLB All-Star break last night. 54 wins now in 92 games. They beat the White Sox again. 6-1 was the score. That's their 10th win in a row. They're now 3.5 games up on the Yankees for first place in the AL East. Everyone has become a Jays fan again. I'm not a baseball fan, but I've just been kind of watching to see, are they ever going to lose again? 10th win in a row. We'll see. I think back in 2015, they won 11 in a row. So hopefully they can at least tie their record. Here at home, the Regina Red Sox just simply pummeled the Swift Current 57s last night. 17-1, the final, and the Sox are going to head over to Moose Jaw tonight. I know some of you are on vacation or perhaps even just starting your summer road trip this week. Stick around. Coming up next hour, my friend and travel blogger from Saskatoon, Ashlyn George, is going to stop by with some glamping ideas that you really want to check out, and some great hiking for those with a little experience and those with kids who want to just go hiking in our province. She's got the best of both worlds that she'll share with me after the 6:30 news this morning.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Well, not as many Canadians are crossing the line to go to the U.S. as of late. A lot of people choosing to staycation or just take a break after being sick and tired of hearing about the 51st state and all that sort of thing. But when and if you ever do go stateside, when it comes to flying, effective immediately, a big change At American Airport,
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints. This is something that I know for quite some time people have talked about and discussed, and we know that when President Trump was elected that he pledged to make life better for all Americans.
Well, you heard the lady. No. Now all passengers will no longer have to take their shoes off when going through airport security and screening, at least in the U.S. They make this change after, 20 years in the wake of the 9/11 and attempted shoe bombing in 2001 when a guy tried to actually blow up a Miami flight by concealing a bomb in his tennis shoes. That's where it all began. It failed to detonate, thankfully, and that guy was tackled by passengers and crew. But ever since then, people have been having to take their shoes off. But the TSA has added that they now have multiple layers of added security, including data on millions of Americans. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem suggests flights are just as secure.
Since that policy was put in place, our security technology has changed dramatically. It's evolved.
Now, if they could only stop people from taking their shoes off when they get on the plane, that would be really helpful. Or, at the very least, stop taking your socks off. That's even grosser. I just can't believe how many people. When I took a nearly 10-hour flight to Rome a few weeks back, there were people that took not only their shoes off, but their socks. And I saw one guy walk barefoot into the bathroom. It was insane. I wanted to scream at him. Are you crazy? Anyhow, here in Canada, I don't always. Sometimes I'll check and say, hey, do I need to take my shoes off? And they'll look, and some get a pass, some don't. But in the U.S. now, you're not going to have to. Other U.S. news, it seems now that President Donald Trump says he's going to impose 50% tariffs on copper, which is not great, considering Canada exports nearly $5 billion a year worth of copper to the U.S. And Trump said that the new copper tariffs are coming during his cabinet meeting he was holding yesterday at the White House. And I guess it is one thing to say it is going to happen, but our Prime Minister, Mark Carney, is looking at it like, okay, I'm not going to comment until he actually signs an executive order confirming the tariffs on copper, but he's already imposed tariffs on steel, aluminum, and autos that's affecting Canada. But how about this? How about a good news story from the whole Buy Canadian movement? It's coming from Purdy's Chocolate Company in Vancouver, who says there has been so much demand for their product that they're expanding for the first time in 118 years. They're putting their products out into grocery stores. They say they'll start with Save-On Grocery, and if the demand is there, they're going to further expand. But a lot of people looking to buy Canadian and Purdy's chocolate benefiting. So they're trying to get a little more exposure, but going now into grocery stores.
You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round.
I was watching a little rodeo action last night on Sportsnet from the Calgary Stampede. They're a little over the halfway point now, and it's kind of cool. A Saskatchewan bull rider is leading the competition. He is Grady Young from Leader Saskatchewan. He got the top score again Tuesday, just like he did on Monday. And so far, he's made like over $14,000 for his pocket. And he has another ride today, but he has already qualified for Sunday's final. And he's only 19 years old. Grady Young from Leader Saskatchewan. I believe Grady's been through for our agribition in years past, but 19 years old and one of the top bull riders in Canada. That's pretty cool. Going to keep an eye on him as the Calgary Stampede continues. Calgary Stampeders are planning to stampede through Mosaic Stadium on Friday night. Quarterback Trevor Harris assessing them.
They've got a great leader over there with Vernon. He's leading the troops, and he gets guys to believe in what they're doing. And he has an infectious belief. He's a great football player, a great leader, and I love that guy. And, you know, they have a great defense, and, you know, it's a scheme that is giving people trouble.
Later, our CJME writer reporter Britton Gray is going to pop in with a review of what happened at practice. I did hear him say that Sam Emilis was once again not practicing. It appears he's not going to be playing on Friday. And Britton said Sean Bain Jr. was out there with a helmet, but again, mostly on the sidelines. So that's not saying much, I guess. Tavon Campbell was a no-show. And Antoine Brooks Jr. continues to get reps. Looks like he'll be in it. Quarterback. But yeah, the Stamps come knocking to try and defeat the only undefeated club that's left of the CFL. That's us, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Of course, we'd love to go 5-0, but still some great seats available. Should be a nice night in the ballpark to watch some football on Friday evening here. I want to take us to Central Texas, Kerr County, just for an update here as a result of last week's flash floods. It's just sad. Authorities say search teams combing through the debris again today and destruction. They're looking for more than 160 people who disappeared. They set up a hotline, so now they know how many people that are unaccounted for. And that's a large number. There are so many families still waiting for answers, looking for loved ones. One man looking for his own parents who've been missing since last Friday when this all started. By the time he made it to help them at the cabin, the night that the rain began to flood and washed away his parents' home, by the time he got to him, the house was already gone.
Everything was gone.
Everything had been swept
down. His vehicle, the cabins, every cabin, it was just a pad.
He's still looking. He's not giving up. He's tirelessly climbing and sifting through all the debris, looking for his own parents. 5 days later, the death toll from the floods also climbing to at least 110 people right now. But just a terrible scene in Central Texas there still. I know with the heat coming on today, 33 degrees, you may be thinking, okay, how do we stay cool? Well, outdoor pools are inviting. Little ones love the splash parks. And with no school right now, there are movie matinees too. I think the biggie is going to be Superman this weekend. We've got Dinosaurs. Jurassic Rebirth is number one at the box office. But can Superman dethrone? We'll have to wait and see. The L.A. premiere of Superman was Monday night, and getting some reaction here. One critic said, I really liked it. He called it beautiful, hopeful. It reminds you that stories matter. Another said the movie's loaded with exhilarating action set pieces, and it felt like you were watching a comic book. A feast for the eyes, said one critic. Superman is played by actor David Corenswet.
People were going to die!
He is definitively different from everybody else on Earth. He is not human. He's an alien, and he has these powers that nobody else has. And at the same time, he wants desperately to be a part of humanity. So ultimately, the dramatic stakes of Superman as a character is that he is lonely and he doesn't want to be.
Corenswet has a sense of humor, too. About those red trunks Superman wears on the outside of his superhero costume?
Without the trunks, the uniform can look very military. So he puts the red underwear on, A, so that everybody can see him. Against the blue sky, you can see the red trunks. B, so that everybody knows he doesn't take himself too seriously. He's not trying to look cool.
I wear my trunks on the outside of my pants. Like, it's liberating.
Now, that doesn't in any way undermine how badass and cool he is when he's up in the sky fighting the bad guys. But once he touches down, he wants to be the one that people can laugh at or you know, make fun of, because he can take it.
There you go. Superman, played by David Corenswet. In theaters here. I think sneak previews start as early as tonight. And I know our resident movie critic, Brett Buster, is going to check it out. He'll be back later this week with a review on it.